Praise the Lord. Message number 215. The title of the message is Watchman, Part 31. And the title of this Watchman message is that corrupted churches and ministers are wicked watchmen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 9. And we will read verse 7. Verse 9. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. Verse 8. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore he will remember their iniquity, he will visit their sins. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity that you give us to come together and discuss your word and to know your ways in the way, O God, that you ordain for us. I pray that you will expose sins and make it clear to your people to repent and to be aware, O God. And I pray that the message also will be a source of encouragement to those who are faithful, to those who are willing to continue to walk in your ways. I pray, Lord, that there is a purpose of sending this message to help, to heal, to support, to strengthen, to impart wisdom and things in your heart you want to achieve. Let your purpose prevail, O God. Let be a fruit of righteousness, harvest of abundant fruit and harvest in the life of your church and your people. Use this message mightily to proclaim your will. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We use this scripture from the book of Hosea chapter 9. And especially verse 8, it says, the watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God. So here the word watchman is mentioned in verse 8 from Hosea chapter 9. And from this verse, you are able to see certain things from the scriptures that God gave us so that we can see well things in life and the ministry and what is going on around us. At the beginning of Israel, they had a set of worthy and good ministers. Before, when Israel started, they have good leaders and they have kept close to God and maintained communion with Him and His commandment. But now, according to Hosea chapter 9 verse 8, now they have a group of corrupt, malignant, evil prophets, prophets who persecute the righteous, and they are the ring leaders of all kinds of mischief. You say here, the watchman of Ephraim was with my God. You know, now the leaders of Ephraim at the time of Hosea, now they pretend to have been with God, and they use also God and their relationship with God to introduce their lies. Therefore, this is what the Lord say in verse 8, but the prophet is a snare of fowler in all his ways. The fowler is the one who is dealing with birds. And the snare of a fowler, it means that the trap that the fowler use to trap the peaceful birds. Those wicked watchmen and evil prophets are now becoming cunning, and they are now drawing simple people into sin and try to trap the upright people and put them into trouble. When he say that, but the prophet is a snare of a father in all his ways, it means they start to use all what they can to harm others. They become full of hatred and they become enemy, and they become enemy, and they have enmity to goodness and good men that they have become themselves, those wicked watchmen and those false prophets themselves, they become source of hatred in the house of God, and they become an enemy toward the righteous people inside the house of the Lord. As you hear the message, you must know that wicked prophets or wicked church leaders are the worst of men. Their sin against God are most terrible things, and their plots against Christianity are most dangerous. They are even worse than the non-believers, and they are even worse than the church persecutors, because they will use the name of God to insinuate their lies and their wicked ways. I always said, when the church leaders become corrupt, when they condone sin and cover up sin and promote sin and support sinners in their evil ways, they become worse than non-believers, because they are so subtle, they are inside the church. And they use the name of God, and even they use the word of God in the wrong way in order to put their lies and pass their lies to other simple people. And also they will use the church. They will use the government of the church. They will use their position in the church to harm righteous people. They may boast that they are watchmen, speculators, and as far as speculation is going on, they might be right when you watch them, as if they are doing good. And as we read in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 8, he say, the watchman of Ephraim was with my God. And they are, when you look at them, they are with my God. And also you may look to their heads. Their heads may be full of good thoughts and notions. But if you look deep into their lives, then you can see that they are the snare. They are the trap of a fowler in all their ways, trying to catch for themselves a people and make them prey, make them a victim, make them a scapegoat for them. And if you look deeply into their hearts, you will find hatred, and they are the source of hatred in the house of God. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God. But the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of God. The false prophets and the wicked watchmen, the wicked church leaders, they are also malicious and mean against good ministers and good people and good ministry. What we can say when we come to know all that, it is really woe unto you, O land, and woe unto you, O church, that has such watchmen, such wicked watchmen, and such prophets that are seers but not doers of God's word and decrees. Such kind of people, they are a source of troubles to others, a source of hatred to others, and such as leaders, when become corrupted, they become the worst, and that the worst of them and the worst of their deed will pave the way for God's judgment to come. God sure will consider their sin and he will punish them. As we can read in Hosea chapter 9 verse 7, it says, the days of visitation are come, the days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool, the spiritual man is mad, for the multitude of the iniquity and the great hatred. You see, judgment is coming. The days of visitation, the day when the Lord will visit his people, when he'll visit the church and judge the church, when he will come and he will judge his people, judgment will start in the house of God. The days of recompense are come, the day of punishment, the day of reward for the righteous and the punishment of the wicked will come. Israel shall know it, the church shall know it. Why God will judge? The prophet is fool, the spiritual man is mad, those who lead the church are corrupt, they are liars, they condone sin for the multitude of their iniquity. Not only they will do the sin, but they will encourage those who do it. They even support the evil doers who are inside the church to continue to do wrong. You know, in the chosen passage that we read in from Hosea, the Lord is comparing the sin of the Israelites at the time of Hosea with the sins of their forefathers. In verse 9 we read, they have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore he will remember the iniquity, he will visit their sins. You know, when you say as in the days of Gibeah, you know what had happened in Gibeah. You know, in the, we read in the book of Judges chapter 19 and chapter 20 that there was a Levite who made a concubine, and it happened that he passed through a city called Gibeah that belonged to the Benjamite. And they were a group of evil men. The Bible described them as the children of Belial. They abused this man's concubine. They raped her. And finally, she fell into death. And those men, they were from the tribe of Benjamin. The tribe of Benjamin, the leaders of Benjamin, they supported the evildoers who committed the rape and the murder. They say, we will not give them, we will not expel them. And here, what had happened, what was going on in there at the time of Hosea is the same what had happened with the tribe of Benjamin. Not only there were people doing sin, but the church leaders, the tribe leaders, they supported them. They had walked in the steps off, and they were as bad as their fathers, you know. That was a terrible things, terrible sin. They deeply corrupted themselves. They were rooted in sin, and they have gone far away from God, and they walk toward Satan. You know, walking toward Satan, not only when you do sin, but when the church, the watchmen whom God called to be judged and deal with sins of the church, when they will condone sin, they are taking the church not only away from God, but toward Satan. In fact, those so corrupted church leaders who sin and commit crimes as the people of Gibeah will become a congregation of Satan, and they will start to persecute other righteous men and ministers and ministries. As what the church of Smyrna was persecuted with such corrupted leaders. You know, when you read Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, it's speaking about the church of Smyrna. Church of Smyrna, they were a faithful people, but they were persecuted by such corrupted, wicked watchmen and church leaders. Revelation chapter 2 verse 9, he say, I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. So here, those church leaders who condone sin and support evildoers, that congregation become a congregation for Satan's. The Israelites in the time of Isaiah, they have corrupted and polluted themselves and hardened their own hearts as in the days of Gibeah. That was a time of deep corruption, and such are the present days. Now the body of Christ is passing through such deep corruption, lewdness and wickedness now as in the days of Gibeah. And therefore, what can be expected but such a vengeance as was then taken on Gibeah? You know, as the Lord revenge from those Benjamites, not only those who did the rape and murdered the woman, but the whole tribe of the Benjamites who supported those men, the Lord almost wiped them out. Almost the tribe of Benjamin was about to be completely disappear from Israel. In the same way, at the time of Isaiah, every tribe is now as bad as the tribe of Benjamin. You know, at the time of Gibeah, only one tribe, they were wicked. Now all the tribes of Israel, they were doing wicked things. And that's here the very difficult things that the righteous people who want to follow God at that time, and even this time today in the church, you will find many who will persecute them because of their righteousness, not from the non-believers, but sadly to say from the Christians who belong to congregations and ministries that they use the name of the Lord in vain. At the time of Isaiah, every tribe is now as bad as the tribe of Benjamin that was. And since they refused to repent, therefore judgment fall on them all. God allowed the Assyrian army to invade them and conquer them and took them all into exile, and as we know, they did not return back to their home. Wicked ministers and churches that condone, support and cover up sins like adultery, stealing, cheating, rape, murder, other sins, grievous sin, and churches that persecute righteous men and ministries and refuse to repent, then God fears judgment will sure come on them. As you hear the message, God calls you to check your life and your ways with the word of God. God had called you to be a watchman. Are you a wicked man and the servant of the evil one and belong to the synagogue of Satan? Then you need to repent before God's judgment will come. And you who listen today, if you are persecuted with wicked church leaders who persecute you, then you must know you need to stand firm, for God's deliverance is coming to you. God is coming to aid you, and soon you will see that as the Lord encouraged his church in Smyrna, he is encouraging you. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. That is in Revelation chapter 2 verse 10. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in a prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. Persecution will come, and especially from the synagogue of Satan, the wicked church leaders, the wicked watchmen who persecute the righteous. And God will allow it so that his church will be tested and approved as a faithful church, even with affliction and with poverty, yet rich in him. Let's pray. You repent if you are doing not good. Renounce your sin before judgment of God is coming to you and to your ministry. Repent of all your sins. Tell him, Lord, I renounce my sins and my wickedness. Tell him, Lord, I commit myself to go back to your ways and to be a faithful watchman, willing to suffer persecution, knowing that you will sure come to save me and reward me. Lord, tell him, Lord, I need your help and your support to be sustained. Oh God, I pray, help those people of yours who repent now, and help those people of yours who are faithful watchmen, who are doing their service unto you, O God. You help them, you strengthen them, you reward them, O God. Uphold them with your grace so that they can continue to serve you, Lord. Sustain them, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the word that you sent us this very day. Let your word bring you the harvest that you desire. Use this message, take it, spread it to the whole world, and make it reach the people whom they need it and those who are waiting for it. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you for your word. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.